Blog Talk Radio.
You can take all of your problems.
Entry and exit tones are off.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you
all. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. I'm excited on tonight. I am excited. As they say, per the usual, amen. I have a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Amen. What about you on tonight? Amen. We are grateful. We're so grateful to be here yet again. Amen. On this day that the Lord has made. Amen. Glory to God. We're excited. Amen. We're excited on tonight. And again, we pray that you are too. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, God is in control. And because he's in control, people of God, amen, we can have that blessed assurance that everything is going to be all right. Amen. Glory be to God. We're excited again. Amen, Jesus. Truly, the Lord is good to us. Glory to God. We owe him praise. We owe him honor. Amen. We do owe him so much, people of God. Amen. We owe him so much. Listen, people of God, he paid the ultimate debt. Amen. The greatest sacrifice there ever was. Amen. He did it for us. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Amen. We know that we'll probably have a light crowd on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Probably have a light crowd on tonight. Amen. We know that a lot of people, amen, Jesus, are commemorating on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. A lot of people are commemorating on tonight. Amen. Getting ready for the first fruits. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We honor him. We thank him on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. I know that there are seven last words of Jesus going on, amen, on tonight. Glory to God. On this Good Friday. Amen. So we're grateful, amen, for all that have come to this point. Amen, Jesus. Like I said, I know that there are a lot of programs that are going on throughout the earth at this time. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So however, people of God, here we are and here we go. Amen. We just going for it. Amen. Because, glory to God, amen, Jesus. Listen, the Lord has brought us to this point. Amen. And I don't know about you again. Like I said, I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. Amen. So we're going to have testimony services on tonight. Amen. We're going to have testimony service on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. As they say, we just going to go with the flow. Glory to God. And we don't want you to be, amen, don't you be reserved on tonight. Glory be to God. Don't you dare be reserved on tonight. If you got a feeling that everything is going to be all right, amen, glory be to God. We want to hear it, amen. We want to hear, amen, your testimony on tonight. Glory to God, amen. We overcome, amen, by the blood of the Lamb, amen, and by our testimonies, amen. Glory be to God. Truly, God has done so much. He has done so much for us, people of God, amen. And I tell you, this is the time that we commemorate, amen, Jesus, right here, amen, in this season, in this time, amen, of first fruits, amen. Now, we know that the world calls it Easter, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. According to the Greek goddess Esther, amen. But we don't get into all of that, amen. We get into the resurrection, calling it what it is, amen. It's the resurrection, glory to God, amen. And a lot of people have really started going to, amen, the Resurrection Sunday, amen. And that's what it is. And it's actually, according to the biblical term, it's the fruit of first fruit, amen. Glory be to God. So we are so grateful. We are so grateful, amen, that the Lord has brought us to this point, people of God. I'm excited, amen. I am excited, glory to God. I am excited because I really do have a feeling that everything is going to be all right, amen. So we are grateful, amen, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're grateful to him for the ultimate sacrifice that he paid, amen, on the cross. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus, people of God, had it not been him, had he not made the sacrifice, glory be to God, we would be so doomed. We would be so lost. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Perhaps we would not have even been here. But we thank God, amen, that he paid the ultimate sacrifice. Amen. And people of God, he has an expected end for us. And because he has an expected end, glory be to God, here we are. Here we come. Amen. Because the scripture declares, even so, in him we live and move and have our being. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's in him. It's in him, people of God. It's in him. Amen. The powers that be, glory to God, they are of him. They are in him. Amen. So we can just take counsel in that. We can take rest in that. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory to God. We just thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I'm excited, people of God. I'm excited. Like I said, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We'll probably have a light crowd on tonight. Amen. Because a lot of people, amen, Jesus, have the seven last words of Jesus. Glory be to God. The seven last words of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Before he was crucified. Amen. A lot of people, amen, are having that service on tonight. Amen. That good Friday service. Amen, Jesus. But here we are. Here we are. Amen. Like I said, we just going to go with the flow. Amen, Jesus. And because God has done so much for us, amen, Jesus, we want you to come and we want you to testify and we want you to tell of the goodness of the Lord. Amen, Jesus, on this Good Friday. On this Good Friday. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Are you glad on tonight? Aren't you glad on tonight? Amen, Jesus. Aren't you glad? Amen. Aren't you glad he did what he did? Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So we are so grateful. We're so grateful. Amen, Jesus. We are so grateful. Amen, Jesus. And we want you to be thinking. Amen. If you got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. Amen. If you got a feeling everything's going to be all right. If you got a scripture on tonight, amen. If you have a song on tonight, amen. Glory to God, because you know, people of God, not only is it Good Friday, amen, and we know that a lot of people are having good service programs or services on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God. But also, we are preparing for our anniversary. We're preparing for our anniversary, amen, Jesus, after such powerful words that came forth, amen, these past couple of days. Amen, Jesus, we got to stop and tell the Lord thank you. We want to stop and tell the Lord thank you. Glory be to God. We want to thank him tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, we want you to prepare your hearts and prepare your minds. Amen, Jesus. If you got a feeling that everything is going to be all right, glory be to God. No matter what it looks like, we want you to come out of your circumstances. Come out of your situation. Amen. Glory be to God. If you have a positive outlook, if you have any faith, amen. Glory be to God. We want you to come forth. Amen. I don't care what your situation looks like on tonight. Glory to God. We want you to come forth and declare, amen, Jesus, what you believe on tonight. Amen. If you got a feeling that everything is going to be all right, glory to God. Hallelujah. We want you to come and declare it on tonight. We want you to speak it into the atmosphere. Amen. Speak it out. Amen. Declare it on tonight. Amen, Jesus, on this Good Friday. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're so grateful. We're so grateful tonight. We're so grateful for what the Lord has done. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm so grateful, people of God. Amen. I just feel good in my sanctified soul. I feel good in my soul. I feel good in my spirit on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. As I look on the horizon, amen, Jesus, when I look around and see all that the Lord has done for me, Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It makes me want to shout. It makes me want to dance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we're grateful. Amen to, amen, Jesus. Just want to give thanks on tonight. Amen to our celestial intercessor, our chief apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Giving God thanks for him on tonight. Glory be to God. Thanking the Lord, amen, for our senior apostle. Amen. Glory be to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Amen. And for our presiding bishop on tonight. Glory be to God, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful on tonight. And we pray that you're grateful on tonight. Amen. Thanking God for your leaders. Thanking God for your leaders on tonight. Yes. Thanking God for your leaders on tonight. Amen. Just thanking God. Amen. Because truly all is well. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, all is well. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All is well. Amen. And we can make declaration on tonight. Amen. All is well. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember when the woman, amen, her son had died. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. And she had to go. Amen. She went to see the prophet. Amen. And so the prophet sent out his servant, amen, to meet her before she got to him. Glory to God. Now her son, amen, lies dead. Amen. But she had faith. She believed. Amen. She believed the word of the prophet. She believed God. Amen. Glory be to God. And so when the servant came and he asked her if all was well, glory to God. She said, all is well. Amen. It's all well. All well. Glory be to God, because she knew, amen, Jesus, that she was coming for, amen, Jesus. She knew that the word of life was in the prophet's mouth, amen. Glory be to God, that she knew by faith that she could say all is well. Glory to God. How many can say all is well on tonight? How many can really say all is well on tonight? Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We bless him. We thank him. We honor him. Amen. For all of his goodness. Amen. We want to thank God for our advisors on tonight. Glory to God. And people of God, we thank God for each and every one of you. Yes, we do. We thank God for all of our international listeners, no matter what country you're listening from. We thank God for you on tonight. We thank God for you on tonight. Glory to God. We just want to let you know that we know that you're listening. And we're so grateful that you're listening. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We are grateful, amen, that here we are on one accord. Glory to God. Come for one purpose. Glory to God. One purpose alone. Amen. To glorify the Lord. Amen. To glorify the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And here we are coming the fellowship on today. Amen. EA God. Hallelujah. Just to love on one another. Just to appreciate one another. Glory to God. Just to hear, amen, what God has done in your life. Amen. Glory be to God. Hear what you're declaring. Glory to God. Because we want to join up. We want to link up face to face. Amen. Heart to heart. Amen. Glory be to God. Believe in God with you. Believe in God with my brother. Believe in God with my sister. Amen. Glory be to God. So we are so grateful on tonight. Amen. We are so grateful on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Just thanking him. Thanking him. Amen. Because we really do have a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, amen, we want to go ahead and get started. Amen. Because we know, again, that a lot of people are traveling this weekend. Amen. A lot of people are kind of going out and on the road right now. Amen. We pray God feed for each of them. Amen, Jesus, as well. We have several of our advisors that are traveling. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray God feed for them. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God that the Lord will take them and bring them back. Amen. Hallelujah. Safely. Amen. That the traveling grace and mercies of God, amen, will be upon them. Amen. All of his people. Amen, Jesus, binding the hand of accident or injury. Amen, Jesus, or any premature death. Glory be to God. We pray that they have a beautiful, amen, Jesus, wherever they're going, amen, whether they're vacationing, whether they're going, amen, to visit their family, wherever they're going, amen, that the blessings of the Lord would be upon them. Amen. So tonight, amen, Jesus, people of God, are you ready? Are you ready on tonight? Amen. Are you ready? Amen. Because we want to hear, amen, from you on tonight. Amen. We want to hear from you on tonight what God has done. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, no matter how big, no matter how small, we want to hear it on tonight. Amen. We want to hear your expectancy of the Lord on tonight. Amen. And don't be slow. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Come, amen, as the Lord unctions you. People of God, we want you to come forth. Amen. And bless the Lord and glorify the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're just going to have a word of prayer. Amen, Jesus, before we get started on tonight. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. And as you're sitting there, let the Spirit of the Lord, amen, move upon you. Let the Spirit of the Lord, amen, move you in your spirit. Let the Spirit of the Lord take you down memory lane. Let the Spirit of the Lord stir you. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God, to that place. Amen, that you have a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, we want you to prepare your heart. We want you to prepare your minds on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Come into the moment. We want you to be mindful. We want you to be mindful in the moment now, mindful in the moment of what God has done for you. We want you to be mindful in this moment. Glory be to God as we give God thanks and as we give God praise. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Come on and let's bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and let's bless him. Let's bless him. Let's bless him on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's bless him. Let's bless him. Let's bless him on tonight. Glory to God. Let's lift him. Amen. Come on, let's lift him. Let's lift him in a praise. Amen. Let's lift him because he's worthy. Glory be to God.
The recording has started.
Glory be to God. Let's lift him on tonight, people of God. Hallelujah. Truly, he alone is worthy. He alone, glory to God, he alone, amen, paid the price. Amen. The ultimate sacrifice. He alone, amen, he did it. He did it. Glory be to God. The Son says, who did it? God did it. Amen. Glory be to God. So come on and lift your voices on tonight. Amen, Jesus, right where you are. Amen, Jesus, right where you sit, right where you stand. Amen, Jesus, you may be at work. Amen, but we want you to assume, amen, the posture and the position of prayer. Amen, the position of worship on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We honor and we glorify you for your goodness. We glorify you for your grace. We glorify you, oh God, for who you are. We glorify you, glory to God, for you are the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. And Father, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, oh God, because you're El Shaddai. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because you're El Elyon. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God, for you're the Ancient of Days. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because you truly are the great I Am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight because you're more than enough. You're all in all. And Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We come yet again. We come lifting you. We come, oh God. We come praising you on tonight. We come on tonight, glory be to God, to lift your name. We come, hallelujah, on this night just one more time to tell you thank you. We come on tonight, oh God, hallelujah, with the fruit of our lips, hallelujah, to tell you how much we appreciate you. Just to thank you, glory be to God, for just being God Almighty. We thank you. We bless you on tonight. We honor you. We glorify you on tonight. We bless you, hallelujah. We bless you on tonight. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for life and that more abundantly. We thank you tonight. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We glorify you. Hallelujah. In the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking that you will look upon us even now. We're asking that you will look upon us, oh God. Look upon us even now. in the precious name of Jesus. Look upon us, Father. Look upon us in the name of Jesus. Look upon us. And we're asking you to forgive us now. We're asking you to forgive us of our sin. Forgive us, oh God, of any iniquity, oh God, that might be found within us. We're asking you to forgive us in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you, oh God, to create in us a clean heart. We're asking you to renew a right spirit within us. Renew, oh God, the spirit of truth, truth on the inside. We're asking you to do it today. We're asking you to touch us yet again. We're asking you to revive us yet again in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to have your way. Have your way on this line tonight. Have your way in this people on tonight. Father, we're asking you, oh God, to let your glory be revealed. Oh God, stir up our pure minds. Stir up our spirit on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, let the praises rise. Let the praises rise from the inside. The praises, oh God, above tiredness, oh God, above worry, above doubt. Let the praises, oh God, unto you arise within your people. In the name of Jesus, cause your glory. Cause it to rest upon us. In the precious name of Jesus, cause your glory. Cause it to rest upon us. Oh God, consume every work of the enemy. Cause your glory to rest and cause us to find ourselves right in the center of your will. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you to do it today. We're asking you to do it again. We're asking you to touch us again. We're asking all the Most High, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Touch us on the inside. Touch us, oh God. Touch us and move us. Oh God, that we would draw nigh unto thee. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you, oh God, to look upon every altar today. Look upon the altars of the heart of your people on today. Look upon the very heart, way down on the inside. Father, for you see what we need. You know what we have need of before we even ask. And Father, because you, oh God, because we're touching and agreeing, one last and of Messiah, we're touching and agreeing on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And we know that you're going to move, oh God, in advance. We say thank you. In advance, we say thank you. Glory be to God. We say thank you, oh God, for what you've done. We say thank you. Hiya, Yerubahusa. Thank you for hearing our cry. Thank you for hearing our petitions. Oh God, we're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for the sacrifice of your people. Oh God, to come into this place in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we're asking that you move by your anointing. We're asking you to move. Oh God, move by your spirit. We're asking you to move by your power in the precious name of Jesus. Oh Father, we're thanking you on today. Oh God, we're thanking you for your death. We're thanking you for your burial. Father, we thank you for your resurrection. We thank you for your resurrection. We thank you that you rose. We thank you on today, oh God, because you have all power in your hand. You rose, oh God. You took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And we're thanking you on tonight. Thank you, glory to God, because you reign. Thank you because you reign. Oh, glory to God, because you are the true and the living God. And Father, we thank you on today. Oh, glory to God. Woo, glory to God. We thank you today. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you, oh, God. We thank you for the work of Calvary. We thank you on today. Ibasa. Glory to God. We thank you for the work of Calvary. Oh, God, it shall not suffer loss. Father, we thank you. Oh, God, again, look upon every heart. For you see every petition. You see, oh, God, every request on tonight. We're thanking you in advance. We're thanking you for doing it. We're thanking you in advance in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you for moving throughout the earth. Thank you for moving in healing, oh, God. Thank you for moving and healing all over the land. We thank you on tonight. We bless you. We thank you on tonight. We bless you. We thank you for moving. Oh, God, we thank you for moving in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God, moving in government. Father, we thank you on tonight. Teach us, oh God. Teach us to be watchful. Teach us, oh God. Glory be to God. Teach us, oh God, to hear even so, to hear your voice, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for your great salvation. Your great salvation all over the land. We thank you for saving our families. Thank you for saving our loved ones. Thank you, oh God, even the seemingly, oh God, lost. Oh God, but it's for this cause that you came. It's for this cause that you died. And we thank you in this moment. We thank you in this moment, for you did it for us. Oh God, and we know that you're going to do it for them. We thank you on today. Woo! Glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We rejoice in advance. We thank you on today. We thank you for healing. Glory to God beyond every doctor's report. We thank you on today, oh God, because you're yet in control. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. Father, we magnify you in the precious name of Jesus. We bless you tonight. We glory tonight. We say have your way. We say have your way in us. Have your way, glory to God. Have your way. Have your way on tonight. Do what you will. Oh, God, and for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Oh, glory to God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We bless you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God, Father. Now we say have your way. Have your way on this vine. Have your way in this people in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you now. We thank you. We bless you. We glorify you. We honor you on tonight. Hallelujah. Do what you will. Do what you will, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hide us behind your precious cross and cover us in your shed blood. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight, people of God. Amen, Jesus. We do. We do. We do. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for all of his goodness, for all of his grace. Amen. We bless him on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Truly, the Lord is good. The Lord is great. And he's greatly to be praised. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen. Again, as we say, we know that there are a lot of people that are traveling on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. A lot of people, amen, that are having their individual Good Friday services on tonight. Glory to God. So tonight we just want to give space. Amen. We just want to give space on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for our testimony service. Amen. On tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you got a feeling that everything is going to be all right, amen, Jesus. If you know that everything is going to be all right, if you got that blessed assurance on tonight, that you know that everything is going to be all right on tonight, amen. Glory be to God, amen. We want to open, oh, amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah, tonight, 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 people of God. Amen, Jesus, tonight, tonight, tonight. Amen, Jesus. We're going to have our testimony services on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. And we want you to come forth. Amen. And we want you to testify. Hallelujah. If you got a feeling everything is going to be all really, really, really. If you got a feeling everything is going to be all right on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We want you to come and we want you to declare it on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, this is another time, amen, for our audience participation. Glory to God. This is another time, amen, that you can come and you can tell of the goodness. Amen. You can tell what God has done in your life. Amen. Glory be to God. We want you to do it on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen, if you have a testimony on tonight, I know that there are testimonies after testimony after testimony on the line tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We don't want you to be shy. We don't want you to be shy, people of God, but we want you to come on forth, amen, on tonight. Amen, Jesus, and tell of the goodness of the Lord. Tell what the Lord has done. Amen. Just press *6. Press *6 on tonight. Glory to God. Press *6. 6. Amen. Glory be to God. Is there one? Is there one? Amen. Is there a testimony on tonight? Glory be to God. Just press *6. Amen. And come over and tell of the goodness of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. You can sing your song. Amen, Jesus. You can do scripture shout. Amen. Glory be to God. However you want to come and glorify the Lord, you can do that on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So you can just press *6. Amen. Press *6. Amen. Come over to the platform. Amen. And tell of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. If you really got a feeling, everything is going to be all right. Amen. Glory be to God. The platform is open. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Come and tell of your testimony. Come and tell people of God. Amen. If you got a feeling, everything is going to be all right. You can come forth on tonight. Amen. Glory to God.
Evangelist Bradley.
Amen.
Yes, this is Minister Biggs. So glad to be on the line or tonight. I give great honor to everyone, to you, woman of God, and to everyone that's listening in. It's just an honor to be able to be on the line on tonight.
Amen.
I thank God right now for being saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and do have a mind to live for the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I was in the kitchen and I was cleaning. And you begin to say, tell your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes we can tell some of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a blessing to have a testimony. A lot of people didn't survive in order to have a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, I thank God for his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for your grace and mercy. He looked beyond my faults.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw that I needed saving. I thank God because he didn't just save my soul, but he saved my life. Hallelujah.
He saved my life. Yes,
and I thank God for it. I thank God my body has suffered a lot. I had a stroke back in 2005. I couldn't talk, didn't even know how to say my own name. Had to learn how to walk all over again. But God blessed me to survive it. And I thank God. I don't look like what I've been through. I thank God that even on 2014, I was hit by a tractor trailer. And I thank God, even right now, I'm still suffering with pain. But I thank God I was able to walk away. Hallelujah. I was able to walk away. And I thank God for a lot of people did not survive it. I even remember a few years ago when I had back surgery, or knee surgery, I apologize. And they had put me on an antibiotic, an IV antibiotic here at home. And I began to get so sick. I couldn't keep nothing on my stomach. Even got so sick I had to wear Pampers. And I'm saying this just to the point because I want to give God the glory.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
You have to tell the negative so that God can be glorified in the positive.
Yeah,
I got so sick. And I tell you, I didn't know why I was constantly just throwing up, so sick, couldn't keep nothing on my stomach. Well, the nurse that came to the house, she began to say, well, Miss Biggs, we're going to take you to the hospital. And they sent me to the hospital, and I tell you, that morning I had a devotion with God, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of the gurgitating, I was glorifying and magnifying God.
Yeah.
And I tell you, saints, I'm learning that when you pray and you fast and you seek God, he'll prepare you for whatever you got to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, when I got to the hospital, they looked at me real strange after they took the test. And they said, Miss Biggs, you are 2 points away from being on dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
And they hurry up and got me to the hospital. They flushed out all that medicine out of my body. And I tell you, my kidneys are working full force. Hallelujah. Sometimes I feel like they're working overtime. But oh, my God, I just had to give God the praise. Mm-hmm. My God, I just had to tell God, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to tell any young lady that's out there, that feel like you cannot make it, you can make it. Christ said in his word, I can do all things through Christ. You can't do it on your own, but you can do it through Christ. There's no sin. There's no situation that's too bad that God can't erase. He'll wipe the slate clean.
Yes,
and
he'll
make you a new creature. My God, I don't care if you've been denied by family. I don't care if you've been criticized. You've been put to the side by people. God will receive you. And I thank God for this opportunity. I love you. Mm. I often listen to you all service. It is such an inspiration. And I thank God for you all spreading the word of God. Y'all continue to pray for me that God will forever get the glory out of my life. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I'm telling you, we don't tell it enough. We don't tell it enough, people of God. Amen. God has done some awesome things in our lives. Amen, Jesus. He's brought us out. He's brought us over. He's brought us through. Amen. Glory be to God. This is why he died. Amen. It is for this cause that he died. Amen. Glory be to God that we can have new life. Amen. That we can be new creatures. Amen. Glory to God that we are overcomers. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And who did it, people of God? God did it. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for that testimony. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you so much. Amen. Glory be to God. Is there another testimony? Amen. On to hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Go ahead. You're on press star 6. Amen.
Praise the Lord and good evening.
Praise
Mr. Bradley.
God bless you.
I am so glad. I'm so glad to be on the line tonight. This is First Lady Smith from East
God
Texas.
Bless.
And I was just sitting in my chair, and the Lord said, go and get on that line tonight. Didn't know you all were going to be doing testimonies, but I thank God tonight. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I thank God for ministry, and if there are anyone listening on the lines tonight, I want you to know that if God called you, he justified you, he chose you. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Some 8.5 years ago, we were called to pastor people here in East Texas, and when we got here, there were only 2 members, and we began to pray, and we began to do outreach. We began to knock on doors. We began to call people. We began to just seek out the Lord would send us, and as we began, the Lord began adding to the church such as would be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to his name, Jesus. So as we began to grow, we began to get 5 and 10 members and things like that. And as of today, we have over 25 members going into 30. Amen.
Praise God.
And I want you to know, anytime you're in ministry, it involves work. So when the Lord calls you, just roll up your sleeves, saints, and get to work. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is good. God is good. And he will keep you, saints. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I thank God that we've been baptizing people. Like every month, we've been baptizing 3 and 4 people in the name of Jesus by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage you, saints, tonight, that if God has called you, he will equip you in the name of Jesus. I thank God for Minister Bradley and this line and how it has been a blessing to so many people. Continue to work, woman of God. You're on the wall and don't come down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you all and keep you during this holy season. God
bless
and have a wonderful weekend in Jesus' name. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, First Lady. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. What a testimony, people of God. Amen. Listen, man, we want to give an attentive ear to these testimonies. Amen. Glory be to God because these testimonies are preaching. There's a word for you. Amen. Glory be to God. The woman of God said, amen. If he called you, he has justified you. Amen. Glory be to God. And if he has done that, amen, he's going to glorify you. Amen. Started with 2, almost at 30. That's glory. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God. Amen. People of God, listen. Amen. Listen, just yield ourselves. Amen. Whatever he's set to our hand to do, glory be to God, do it with all our might. By his spirit, let God be God. Amen. And he knows how to multiply. Amen. He multiplies. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God, amen, for you, woman of God, for that testimony on tonight. We thank God, amen, Jesus, for those that are called. Amen, Jesus. It's no time for backing up. It's no time for backing up, people of God. Amen. But we got to go forth. Amen. We got to go forth. Amen for the Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Anybody else? Anybody else on tonight got a testimony? You feel like everything going to be all right? You got a feeling. Amen. Glory be to God. You got a blessing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy. I give honor to Jesus Christ for being so good to me. I thank him for he rose in my life 30-something years ago.
Yes.
And I thank God for it. I thank God that he kept me, never left me. I thank you, praise God, for how he kept my children. I thank you, praise God, for he's just a mighty good God.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to tell this testimony. When my daughter, Felicia, was about 8 years old, she came home from school one day, and she didn't get off the bus. And the bus driver knocked on the door and said she can't walk. And so I went and got her off the bus, and she was burning up with a fever. And I couldn't get anyone to take me to the doctor's office. I didn't live that far from the doctor's office, but I couldn't get anybody to take me to the doctor's office. Being a young mother, a single parent, I got her, and I told her. And I was stopped side of the road, and I was arrested. I was told her while again. So we got to the doctor's office, and they took her back there, and they began to put a mask on me, and they began to put a mask on her, and they began to call one of the nurses and tell the nurses to take her straight to the hospital. So when we got to the hospital, they examined her, and they were saying she had this disease called rheumatic fever. And the doctor came in and told me how bad it was. He said she have a 50% of life, he said, but it's so bad. So they took her to the hospital, and we got up there, and they ran her ice bath, and they put her in the water, and the fever still didn't come down, and she got where she couldn't walk. Her joints popped out and everything, and the doctor come in and said, I've never seen so many doctors in my life come in. They came in, and they told me, they said that she'll never be able to walk again. And said that she would never be able to ride a bicycle. She'd never be able to get on skates. She says she's just not normal anymore. She won't be normal. So we stayed in the hospital for about a month. And it got to the point where I wasn't saved. Nobody hadn't told me about Jesus, but I knew I had to pray. I knew I had to do something. So that night I got on my knees and I crawled across the floor and I prayed and I crawled. And I asked God not to let this be what the doctors say. And the next morning, you know, she was looking some better, but she was just wasn't herself. And it affects your brain. It affects everything. So we stayed there over a month, and finally she began to get better. Told me she was going to have to be on antibiotics the rest of her life. And so they knew that I couldn't pay for it, so they had it shipped in to me every month. So one day I went in to give her meds at home. She had a homeschooling teacher and everything. And I went in to give her meds, and she said, no. She said, no, Mama. She said, a man come to my room last night, and he told me that I didn't have to take no more medicine. I said, a man? Yes. I said, what he looked like? She said, I don't know. I didn't see his face. She said, but I knew it was a man come in, and he said, you won't have to take no more medicine.
Wow.
Then 8 years old, I saw Mama to understand what was going on. And I took her at her word. And I said, okay, if you don't want to take no more, we'll see. So I stopped giving her the medicine. And let me tell you, people, let me tell you, Felicia began to get up. She had to learn how to walk all over again.
Yeah.
But she began to get up. She began to move around. They didn't want her to go no further in the bathroom and back to her bed. But Felicia, they said she would never have kids. Felicia got up. Felicia passed every grade having a homeschool teacher. They said she would never be able to function. But anyway, I said, I'm going to make it short. Felicia's up. Felicia got up and started riding the bicycle. Felicia loves to skate even now. Felicia got two kids. Felicia is doing fine. And Jesus came in and he told her that she didn't have to take any more antibiotics. And I thank God for saving my daughter. I thank God for saving her because it had to be Jesus because nobody else couldn't do it. The doctor told me he hadn't seen rheumatic fever that bad in over 25 years, he said. And I thank God, it comes from the strep throat. And I thank God that he brought her through. And I thank him for saving me. I thank him for saving her. I thank him for how he just kept us along the way. And if you ask me a question, is there anything too hard for God? No. He can do all things. I'm talking about he can do everything but fail. I've never seen him fail. He never failed me yet. He never and he never will. Because he promised me a long time ago, if I stay in his will, if I trust him, he was going to save my whole household.
Come on.
I thank and praise God for being a man of his word.
Yes,
I thank and praise God for just every time I turn around, he keeps right on blessing me. And I thank him, I thank him, I praise him, and I just want to give that little testimony. I thank and praise God for saving my soul over 32 years ago. I thank him for how he has kept me, how he has kept my family, how he has brought us over. Now, it ain't always been a flower bed of ease, but I hung in there. I refused to turn back. There's nothing to turn back for. And I just thank and praise God. And I thank him for his goodness. I thank him for his mercy. I thank him for his love and kindness. I just praise him. I just want to give that little testimony. And y'all just keep continuing to pray for Sister Dorothy and Sister Dorothy saying that she continue to pray for you in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. 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 Listen, people of God, these testimonies are preaching tonight. Amen, Jesus. These testimonies are preaching up in here. Up in here. Amen, Jesus. The woman of God said, is there anything, too hard for God? Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, when the devil say no, amen, God says yes. Amen. When the doctor say it can't, God says it can. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. Glory be to God. He's done awesome things in our lives on tonight, and we bless him. Amen. We bless him on tonight. Nothing, people of God. Nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anybody else on tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, these testimonies are preaching tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Let them feed you. Amen. Feed you. Pour from them. Pour from them, people of God. Amen. Even as these testimonies are coming forth, amen, Jesus, you should be saying in your heart, if you got a situation, a circumstance that's been facing you, you can say, God, if you did it for her or if you did it for him, I know that you're going to do it for me. Glory to God. That's what testimonies are for. They are to edify. They are to build your faith. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else on tonight? Amen. He's a healer. Amen. He's a deliverer. Amen. Jesus, he's brought us out. He's brought us over. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else on tonight got a feeling that everything's going to be all right? You just got a feeling. Amen. You just feel it way down on your shunda that everything is going to be all right. Anybody else? Next testimony. Come on, people of God. Just press star 6. Press star 6. Come on over. Amen. Glory to God. Press star 6 and come on over. Amen. And give your testimony and tell of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Come on over. Come on over. Come on over. I'm enjoying these testimonies. I don't know about you, but I'm enjoying these testimonies. Amen, Jesus. While you yet waking, making up your mind, amen, Jesus, I tell you, woman of God, amen, glory to God, the sister, amen, Sister Dorothy, and amen, it just came forward, amen, Jesus, I remember my brother, amen, the brother under me, glory to God, he was diagnosed with rheumatic fever. Oh, my God, we had never seen anything like it before, Amen. The doctor thought he had been bit by an insect. Amen. His body, his bones, the aches, the pain that he went through. Glory be to God. Nobody knew. Amen. Nobody knew. Amen, Jesus, what had happened. The doctors just didn't know until they went through extensive surgery. Glory be to God. But listen, let me tell you something, people of God. God already always got somebody, amen, in your path. Always got somebody, glory be to God, not far from you. Amen, Jesus, that can touch God for you. Amen. And I remember, glory be to God, my parents, amen, there was a preacher. Amen. One of our cousins, he was a preacher. Amen. And I tell you, he was a preaching preacher. Glory be to God. Even as a young age, I remember him being a preaching preacher. Glory be to God. He was a man of faith. There used to be people from all around that used to come and for prayer. Amen. For this man of God. And I tell you, people of God, they took my brother over there. Amen. To the man of God. And I tell you, the man of God prayed. Amen. Prayed the prayer of faith. Glory be to God, and I'm telling you, God healed him. God healed him. Same grave report. Amen. Glory to God. Just as they were giving your daughter, amen, same grave report. Amen. But God. But God. Hallelujah. But God. Amen. Listen, if we supply the faith, amen, Jesus, God will move. He will do it for us, people of God. Amen, Jesus. And here we are. Amen, Jesus. And just touch and agree. Amen, Jesus. Just touch and agree. Amen, Jesus. And I'm telling you, God will perform it. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Glory to God. Anybody else on tonight? Anybody else on tonight? Glory be to God. I'm telling you, just testimony after testimony. Amen. Just rolling up in my spirit. Amen, Jesus. But come on, people of God. We want to hear from you on tonight. Just press star six. Press star six. Amen. Glory to God. Anybody else? Amen. I believe I see someone coming over. Amen. Press star six. Star six on tonight. Yes. Amen. I believe, amen, you can take your phone off mute if you're coming over. Amen, Jesus. Just press star six. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Just press star six on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I see someone trying to come over. There you are. Amen. God bless you. Can go ahead, caller. Amen, amen, amen. Press star six one more time. Amen. Glory to God. Let's see if we can get you over on the platform. Star six one more time. Okay. Okay, now press star six again. Amen. Let's see if we got you now. There you are. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. I don't think it quite connected yet. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We're not hearing you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Press star six again. Amen, Jesus. We know how this technology is. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We got to work it. We got to work it until it works. Amen. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you.
This is Sister Kathy Brown. I don't know what's going on with my phone, but I want to give my little testimony.
You got the victory now. Come on and tell it. Come on and tell it.
I thank and praise the Lord for being here tonight. I thank and praise the Lord for my pastor. I thank and praise the Lord for my pastor's family. I thank and praise the Lord for my family. I just want to tell this little testimony about my grandson. He called me. He's been locked up now for almost 3 years, and he kept frustrated, saying that he needed to get out. He wanted to get out, and they would never make no move for him. So I talked to Jay, and I told him, I said, Jay, and I said, you know, like you used to. I said, you used to pray. I said, you used to read the Bible. I said, you got to start back to applying yourself with the Lord. I said, if you do that, then the Lord will move for you. I said, he's just waiting on you to make a move. I said, he's there. Mm-hmm. He's just waiting on you to open up and make a move for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I lost the faith. He said, I can't do it. He said, I lost the faith. I said, you hadn't lost the faith, honey. I said, all you got to do is just open your mouth and let him hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And be for real and do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept on. I kept telling him that over and over again, and he kept saying he was going to, but he never was doing anything. So one Saturday night, he was talking to his mother on the phone, and he said, "Mom," he said, "tell Grandma I started back to praying." I said, "Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Jesus."
Mm-hmm.
And that Monday, that next week, they called and said for him that he was going to court, and they was trying to give him 20 years to do 10, and, you know, we wasn't going to, you know, we weren't just going to fall for that. We just knew it was going to be something different. It had to be something different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he, the Lord worked it out for him. So when he went to court, they said they were still talking about 15 years. So that we started, we all sitting up in court and we was praying. We started praying and to ourselves. And while the judge said they were going to give him 5 years,
something on my breast, and they wanted me to go get it checked and make sure it wasn't cancer.
Well, I went and got the mammogram, and I thank God that everything was okay. So I just give God the praise, the glory, and the honor because it could have been different. But I thank him for blessing me. And if there was anything there, I thank God for healing my body. Amen. Thank you.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Come on, people of God. Amen. He's yet the healer today. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory be to God. He is the God that healeth. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Listen, right there where you are right now, if there's anybody in your life right now, anybody that you know of, amen, that needs a touch from God, amen, we want you to put them on your mind right now. Put them on your mind right now and touch God for them. Touch God for them. Ask God to touch them. Touch them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ask him to make them whole, not just to make, not just to heal them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But there will be restoration in the healing. Right now, just think on them. Right now, think on them. Right now, see them heal. See them whole. See them delivered. Glory to God. And see them rejoicing and giving God praise. Right there in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you believe it's done? I see it. You got to see it. Amen. I see it on tonight. I see it already done. Hallelujah. Healing, restoration. Amen. Jesus, you know, sometimes pains, amen, pain will take your smile away. Glory be to God. It will take your joy away. But tonight, as you touch God, amen, for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, amen, Jesus, see the joy of the Lord. See them smiling again. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so it is. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for that testimony on tonight. Amen. Sister Tillman, God bless you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we thank God. Amen. Again. Amen. When the doctors say no, God can say yes. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God, people of God, for what he's done for that man, for that person that you've had in your spirit and that you touched God for. We thank God. Amen. For their healing. And we thank God for their joy. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Do we have somebody up on the platform tonight? Hallelujah. Anybody else on the platform tonight? Amen. You want to come? Amen. And give your testimonies. People of God, these testimonies preaching tonight. They preaching. They preaching. Amen, Jesus. Hear the word. Hear the word of encouragement on tonight. Hear what the people are saying. They have overcome. Amen. They've gone through it. They've been touched with something.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glorify you, Lord God. I thank you. This is Sister Linda Murray from Chattahoochee, and I was calling. I give honor to God who is my life, my everything. I give honor to each and everyone on the line tonight. Give honor to who honor is due. And I just was calling I am enjoying these testimonies. I tell you, my spirit is just so stirred. Praise God, I tell you. God is just an awesome God. What an awesome God we serve. And I was just called. I just wanted to say that I requested prayer, I believe, on Sunday night for my surgical procedure on Wednesday the 31st. And I just thank and praise God that I went in and came out. While I was laying there waiting to have my surgery, I heard them. They had to do a cold blue on someone. And I just thank God, you know, that it could have been me. And I made it through. I'm back home. I'm a little sore, but I thank God. I praise God that I made it through. I thank God for the prayers of the saints, the prayers, the fervent, effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous that availeth much. And I was listening to the Sister Van when she was telling her testimony about her daughter, how her daughter, you know, said that a man came in her room and told her not to take the medication anymore. And my mind went back to a few years back, I think back in 2018, when I was going through so many back-to-back trials, and the doctor put me on some depression medication.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking the depression medication. And one day, about 7 or 8 months ago or so, I was sitting there taking, and the Lord spoke to me and told me, don't take that medication anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. And my doctor had told me, said, this is a medication. You know, you just can't get off of it cold turkey, she had told me. And she said, you got to do like a step-down program. But I stopped taking that medicine that day. It's in the trash can, and I don't need it. I tell you, as a matter of fact, I got better without it. And I thank him for being a mind regulator, and I just thank him for the word. I tell you, that has been coming forth. I tell you, I just, not only in the past, but just this here week alone, I just rejoice and still on the word. I tell you, and Minister Hashina and Minister Ali, I tell you, and Minister Bun, I'm trying to think of everybody. Oh, my God, Minister Emmanuel last night. I've just been rejoicing all day. I've just been telling God to save me again, fill me again. I always pour out myself so much, and I say, he really, really got, made a point. I say, I'm always just laboring in prayer and for my family and for all of my loved ones and for other people, just people that I see. I say, I put out so much, and I say, Lord God, you know, I got to, you know, refuel me, you know, rejuvenate me, Lord God, you know, refill me, Lord God, save me again, Lord God. I have to, you know, I was just rejoicing on the word all day, just thinking about how the man of God came last night, and I said, Lord, I thank you. I even read today a couple of times the 51st Psalm myself, you know, Lord God, and I just praise God. I just praise God for PNN News and just for my cousin, friend, and sister in the Lord, Evangelist Bradley, and just for all of y'all. I tell you, I thank you. I just thank you. And these testimonies tonight, I tell you, it's just so wow. I tell you, just by itself, it's preaching by itself. So I just praise God for all of you, and just continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you, sis. Amen, Jesus, people of God. Amen. I'm telling you, God is talking. Pull from it, people. Pull what you need. Amen, Jesus. We thank God. Amen. Glory to God, Evangelist, that you are able to go in. Amen. Glory be to God, even as you said. Amen. The cold blue. Amen, Jesus. And we already know what that means. Amen. But, oh, my God, we know what cold blue means. Glory be to God. But how many know what cold red means? Cold red. Cold blood. Amen. Glory be to God. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. So many went in. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. So many didn't make it. But we thank God for cold red on the night. Cold red, the blood. Amen. That covers us. Amen, that brings us out. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God tonight, amen, that his blood shall not suffer loss. Shall not, cannot, will not suffer loss. Amen. Glory to God. And he did it all for us, people of God. And this is the season. This is the season right here. This is a season right here. Amen. And we thank God for the blood. We thank God for the blood. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for the blood. Amen. Again, amen. People, listen. We can't always listen. Amen. What these doctors are talking about. He said, you can't do it. You can't just go cold turkey. Well, my God, when you got faith, faith defies. Faith defies. Amen. Faith takes mine. What won't faith do? What won't faith do? Amen. Glory be to God. We know all throughout the Bible. Amen. We can look at all of the accounts of faith. Amen. And what they did. Amen. And people, you know what? You know what, people of God? That self-same faith that the men and women of God had in the day, guess what? God has given you a measure too. Amen. We just got to use it. We just got to use it. Amen. We just got to use this faith. Amen. That God has given us. And that's what we want to do tonight. We want to stir you up. We want to stir you up. Glory to God. Your most holy faith. Hallelujah. We want to stir you up. Glory to God. That faith that's on the inside of you. Glory be to God. We want to activate you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. These testimonies are preaching on tonight. Amen. They're preaching on tonight. I'm enjoying this, people of God. Amen. And I'm telling you, even as the woman of God begin to talk about the word, amen, it's been coming forth. Amen. Oh, my God. Lord, have mercy. I said, my God. Amen, Jesus. Listen, people of God, you got to know that the word that is coming forth, you know that this word is doing something in your life. It's doing something in you. This word is working in you. Amen. Faith comes by hearing. Yes. And we're hearing. Glory to God, we're hearing, amen, we're not seeing, amen, there are no distractions, so the word of God is coming straight, amen, straight into your soul, right into your spirit, glory be to God, and you got to know that it's working for you, amen, Jesus, you can expect, people of God, you should be expecting, amen, you should be expecting to see favor, you should be expecting, glory be to God. Hallelujah, things happening in your life. Amen. Glory to God, maybe you were in pain at some point or another. Glory to God, and you should look back and be like, what happened to the pain? Amen. Jesus, and listen, it just dropped off. At some point in your walk, it just dropped off. Glory to God, hallelujah, and here you are, here you stand, healed by the power of God. Amen. Glory to God. Anybody else on tonight? Anybody else on tonight? Hallelujah. Anybody else on tonight? Amen. Got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Anybody else on tonight? Amen. Glory to God. Anybody else? I know there's some more testimonies out there. I know some more testimonies are out there. Amen. Jesus, come on forth, people of God. Tell her the goodness of the Lord. Amen. The testimonies are preaching tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Press star 6. Just press star 6 and come over to the platform.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you.
I praise God tonight because God is so good.
Mm-hmm.
I requested prayer back in December, and I was so weak in my body, and I requested prayer. And the man of God prayed for me. And it was like an instant jolt of energy went off, and I stayed 2 weeks in prayer at the campground, Jesse James campground. And when I come back, I was rejuvenated. I request prayer for my sister and my daughter, and I have a good report.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, even though they had surgery, God put the right surgery in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And they both now are in rehab, but mm-hmm. now their mindset is even different. And mm-hmm. my nephew told me, he said, Auntie, I never heard my mama pray so much in my whole life. He said, but my mama is praying. I mm-hmm. said, thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So now my daughter is beginning. She said, Mama, I know God saved my life. So I praise God tonight, and it's like ever since I've been on PNN, listening to it every night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I tell everybody, when 9 o'clock comes, don't talk to me. Don't call me because I'm going on the prayer line. And now my sister says, oh, I know what time it is. She
mm-hmm.
said, I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you tomorrow. But listen, let me tell you, I have fell in love all over again with Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
His word through the PNN network has rejuvenated me. Thank you so much for following the instruction of God. I pray much. Keep up the good work. I love you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mother. We love you. We love you. Amen. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you see that woman of God? Instant healing. Amen. One word. Amen. One word, one touch from the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. The manifestation is sure to come. When we receive it by faith, amen, you better know the manifestation. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Even as she was saying, amen, for her loved ones. Amen. They went through the surgery, but nevertheless, look what God has done. Look what he's done.
Yes.
He's restored. Amen, Jesus. And now, amen, she's praying. Glory. Hallelujah. Listen. People of God, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Restoration, the repairing of the breach, repairing of the broken places. Hallelujah. In us, in people. Amen. The Lord is repairing. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know why, people of God? Because the Lord has need of thee. He has need of your testimony.
Yes.
He has need of you, amen, to tell somebody.
Yes.
Glory to God. I hold the testimony. I'm an overcomer.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because so many went through, glory to God, and they didn't make it. Amen. But when we hold the testimony, hallelujah, we become the mouthpiece of God. Hallelujah. To say, God did it. Hallelujah. And
God
then guess
did.
What?
Yeah.
And then people can look on us and they can draw strength. People can look on us, hallelujah, and they can touch. Glory to God, hallelujah. Woo! They can touch
hallelujah.
The God in us, amen. Glory to God. That's why we can't be silent, amen. That's why we got to step, amen. That's why we got to be excited for what God has done, hallelujah. Glory to God. It's excitement, people of God, but it's the joy of the Lord, amen. It's the spirit of the Lord. Amen, that's radiating out of us. It's radiating out of us. And when we are joyful, amen, glory to God. That's, it's like they say, a smile is contagious. Guess what? This God that's in us, he's contagious. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm excited. Oh, my. Glory to God. What the disciples say, amen, Jesus, when they were going into the temple and they passed by the gate and there was a man there asking alms. He was asking for money. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, this, listen, I'm talking about God that's within us. I'm talking about how contagious he is. Hallelujah. But we got to know. Listen, we got to know what's on the inside of us. We got to know. Hallelujah. He cannot be contained. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what did the disciples tell him? What is that? Silver and gold. I don't have any silver and gold. I don't have any money for you. Amen, Jesus. But such as I have, look on us.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
hallelujah. He look on us. Hallelujah. Look on us. Glory to God. And when that man looked on them, hallelujah, he received his healing. Glory be to God. Let me calm down.
Hallelujah.
Let me calm down. Hallelujah, because I'm excited. Hallelujah, because I know we some beaming light bulbs right now. Amen, Jesus. I know I'm excited, but I know you excited too. Amen, Jesus. And we just like beaming lights right now. You better know it. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God, because we are stirred in the Holy Ghost. We are stirred in God. Amen. The scripture declares Christ in you. He's in you. The hope of glory. But the Christ that's in you, he becomes the hope for people. Amen. Not only is he working for you, amen, but this anointing that he's placed, amen, this anointing that's illuminating out of us, amen, Jesus, it's for the world. Amen. It's for the world. Hey, God, hallelujah. We got to give it.
Hallelujah.
We got to give it what the key. Amen. I'm excited tonight, people of God. I'm excited, Mother. Glory to God. I'm telling you, testimonies are preaching up in here. Amen. They're preaching up in here. Amen. Because God, they're talking about the God that's in us. I'm telling you, I'm stirred. I'm stirred, people of God, because he's yet doing it. Amen. He's yet looking over the earth to see whom he can use. Amen. To see whom will avail themselves. To see whom will come one with him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God to say, yea, not I, but the Christ that lives in me. Glory be to God, people of God. Glory be to God. Listen, we need to be in the house together tonight. Hallelujah. We look to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We should be up in the house together tonight. Woo! My God, I feel him on the night. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless your mother. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Anybody else? Amen. I'm telling you, y'all got me going tonight. Amen. I'm listening. Y'all got me going in the Holy Ghost because I truly got a feeling everything is over. I know. We already know. Amen. Hallelujah. We got the word. Amen. The word of promise. Amen. Glory to God. Anybody else on tonight? We don't want to leave anybody out. No, these testimonies preaching tonight. Anybody else on tonight? Glory to God. Want to share your testimony. Want to tell her the goodness of the Lord. Tell what the Lord has done for you. Amen. Just press star six. Amen. For the testimonies of preaching tonight. Glory be to God. God bless you. I see somebody trying to come over. Amen. Jesus, press star six. Glory to God. God has been good to us. God has been good to us. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Amen. Just press star six. Amen. And come on and bring your testimony. Tell what the Lord has done for you. Tell what the Lord has done for you. Amen. Don't hold it. Somebody might need it. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We done had testimonies of instant healing. Amen, Jesus. We done had testimonies of, amen, of cold red. Amen, Jesus. Heard a cold blue, but then there was a cold red that brought them out. Amen. Went in for a procedure. Amen. But the Lord brought them out. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That God is a keeper. Amen. Jesus, testimony on the night today. If God has called you, amen, into ministry or whatever he's called you to do, amen, he's already justified you. He's already justified you. Just come on and move in it. Amen, Jesus, and let God get the glory. Let him get the glory. Be glorified. Amen, Jesus, and through, amen, Jesus, people of God, through him, amen, we have this testimony that we are new creatures. Amen. Glory be to God. He's yet healing. He's yet delivering. Glory be to God. We are new creatures in him. Amen. Glory be to God, because why? There's nothing too hard for God. Anybody else on tonight? Amen, Jesus. Anybody else on the night want to testify? Amen, Jesus. Don't y'all hold those testimonies. Amen. Come on forth. Amen, Jesus, and give God praise. Amen, Jesus. Anybody else on tonight? Anybody else got a feeling? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Just for star six on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Anybody else on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anybody else on tonight got a testimony? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody tonight? Amen. Glory to God. Anybody else got their testimony? Yes, sir. You got a testimony that everything is all right? Amen, Jesus. Press star six. Hallelujah. Not looking at your present situation, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, but looking, amen, at the outcome of what God has done. Amen. It already done. How many see it already done? Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Come on for tonight. Amen. Press star six. Press star six on tonight. Amen. How many got a feeling on tonight? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? Amen. I believe I see someone trying to come over. Amen. Press star six. Amen. Press star six. Glory to God. Press star six on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Press star six. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. While we're trying to get them over, amen, Jesus. Anybody else on tonight, amen. We don't want to leave anybody out. Amen. These powerful testimonies that are coming for us, amen, these powerful, powerful testimonies that are coming for us, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God in power and in demonstration. Glory to God, seeing what God has done, what God is doing. Amen. Star six. Star six. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Just press star six. Amen. So you can take your phone off of me. Amen. Press star six. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Glory to God, while we're trying to get our other caller online, amen, on the platform. Anybody else on tonight? Anybody else got a feeling? Anybody else got a feeling that everything is going to be all right? Amen, Jesus. Anybody on tonight got an encouraging word? You just got an encouraging word that maybe you just want to release into the atmosphere. Amen. Just an encouraging word, amen, that you want to release, hallelujah, into the hearing of the people of God. Anybody, anybody, encouraging word, amen, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Anybody else? Anybody else? I believe there are some more testimonies. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. One more, last call, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, amen, because I'm telling you that the Lord has spoken through the testimonies on tonight. Truly, the Lord has spoken through the testimonies on tonight, amen, and we just give God thanks. And we give God praise on tonight. Amen. For all that he has done. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly God has done something awesome. He's done something awesome in the midst of us on tonight. And we just give him thanks. We just give him praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited, people of God. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen, Jesus. We're overcomers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're overcomers. Hallelujah. So we can rejoice together. Amen, Jesus. You may have overcome one thing and someone else have overcome another. Glory be to God. But we can surely rejoice. Amen, together. We can rejoice in the Lord together. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, because we hold a testimony that everything is all right. Amen. Glory be to God. Anybody else on tonight? Anybody else on tonight? Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Anybody else on tonight? Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. We're just going to, amen, Jesus. We're going to go ahead and bring it to a close if there are no more. Amen. I see somebody trying to come over. God bless you. God bless you, caller.
Hello, this is Sister Betty.
God bless you. God
I
bless
just want to say thank God for PNN, Prayer News Network.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every time I come on and express what's going on in my heart,
mm-hmm.
my head gets to feeling better and better. I mean clarity in my thoughts. I had asked God to help me, you know, just put so much of the fruit of the Spirit in me. Lord knows I need it. But I can feel the results of what the Lord is doing in my life.
Thank you.
And I just want to thank God, thank people of Prayer News Network that comes on and pray for the people. We're in this thing with this pandemic, coming through it. We're not through it yet. But we have people that are receiving the stimulus checks should be coming on and praising God and thanking for their help.
Mm-hmm.
Help getting through this for the many of people that are not even able to get back to work yet. We have a lot to be thankful for to the Lord every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day. It's just so much. I know that there are people who are going through so much depression now. I'm going through it myself. About a few weeks ago, it just felt like all four walls were closing in on me. But the Lord brought back to my memory. I had gone through that before. He brought me through that. The devil was just trying to put that spirit of a lie on me. And my grandma always said, shame, tell the truth, shame the devil. You know what I'm saying? You got to tell the truth and shame the devil. And keep on living for God. You got to keep on thanking God every day. Every little thing that happened when he saved you from a car accident, thank God. You go in the refrigerator, you got juice to give your kids. You got milk for your baby. Praise God. Thank him for it. There's just so much people could get on this Prayer News Network and just thank God for so much and pray and ask God for relief for so much. But I'm going to get on here. I'm going to keep coming because it's helping me. The prayer that I get, the words that I hear from the ones that are giving a testimony like tonight of how good God is in their life. People, we have so much that God wants to give us. He just wants to just fill our life with so much joy. He wants to give us so much joy and live through happiness. But sometimes you got to come on here and open your mouth up and ask him for that word of faith and help you to make it through because you can't make it on your own. I can't make it on my own either. And we got some good prayer warriors on this line, good ministers, pastors, my God, prophets. God is bringing some good word on this Prayer News Network every single night.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in that. The evangelist, oh, my God, he's just given us so much of an array of people that we could respond to help make not only ourselves better, but our family and our children and our husbands, our whole family. There's just so much to be thankful to the Lord for. Just express what goes on in your life every day. Shut the churches down. Nobody knows who you are. And if they do, do you really care? As long as you get what you need from God, do you really care?
Mm-hmm.
Open up. Open up and let God give you what you need. There's so much pain and hurt from your past. I know. Everybody got some pain and hurt from the past. Come on here and ask to have prayer for it.
Mm-hmm.
My God, come on here and ask God to give you what you need in your life, in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, your very soul, your body, all your aching, you aching, your mama aching, your dad aching, your sister and brother, everybody's going through something. There is just so much that God wants to give us if we just open our mouth and ask him. We got to open our mouth and ask him. Praise God, I'm learning on this brand new network. That's exactly what I got to do because I feel better every day. I feel better and better. I get up out of this house. I got to get some sun. I got to walk around. I just got to walk around. I put on my watch, just walk out there and keep up with the steps that I'm making. Get on my exercise machine and lift my little 5-pound weight. Get on my little exercise ball and roll around and scoot up and down the wall with it to help strengthen my back. I went through back surgery about 2 years, almost 2 years now. And I feel some pain every day because I move, simply because I move around like you normally walk and do and try to, I don't bend down, I don't bend forward because that puts too much strain on my back. But God is building my strength. I'm asking him to build my strength back to my body. I'm 64, and I got a lot of more years to go. And I want God to take this pain out of my back. I come on here, and I'm just asking God to move in my life so that I can go ahead and live a quality of life that is good. I can go and serve him and do what he needs me to do because I know I got work to do. But, you know, it's just people of God, even if you're not even saved, you hear what's going on, and it has to be beneficial to you. It has to be. Like the young lady said, the child said, Mama's praying now. My God, pray for everybody. Even the ones that you think that don't, it ain't no hope. It's always hope. It's hope for you. It's always hope for them. Don't ever give up on anybody. Don't ever give up on anybody. I spent some time with my cousin, my cousin's son the other day. He's not into the religious faith as I like for it to be, you know, but he's into something, Islamic, you know, but that's his choice. But, you know, I still love him, you know, and I still want the best for him, and I still ask God to help him, too, to come to the reality, of who Christ is in his life, how Christ died for us. We owe something to somebody. Don't you owe something to somebody that gave their life for you? That's a huge something. He don't consider it a debt. You know, it's a free will, but my God, that is huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. But I love him, and I'm trying my best to come back to him to where I need to be because there's a tug, there's a pull. And my God, I'm just going to keep coming on here running my mouth and asking God to feel me, keep feeling me. Because I know I'm feeling self-control in areas of my life, like with my temple. I'm feeling self-control with my eating sweets, diabetic. My blood sugar is getting so much better. You know, I feel better when I walk. God is doing it, but we got to open our mouth and ask him. And Benjamin Brad was talking about the mustard seed. Do y'all know how small a mustard seed is? Does everyone know how tiny a mustard seed is? The faith of a mustard seed? My Lord. Christ knew. He knew how hard it was for us to have faith. But they only have faith the size of a mustard seed. But we can get out there and we can believe in everything else, big and bold. But don't have the faith of a mustard seed. My Lord, my Lord. If the whole world just had enough faith of a mustard seed, we could turn this whole world around.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody collectively would just turn this world on its heel. And this world would be all right if everybody could just do that. But I'm just going to keep on because I know God is good. He's brought me to where I am, not from where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Filthy rags. still there. I'm still trying. But I'm trying my best to stay on this straight and narrow road. I'm trying my best. But people listening, God will hear you if you open your mouth and say something. Open your mouth and say something. Open your mouth and let God know what it is that you need, what you desire of him. And that's all. But I just praise God. Thank y'all. Y'all, I just thank God so much for this Prepared News Network program. I just be so happy. I'm just happy. I hadn't been happy in a long time. For years, but I'm happy. I'm really happy to be able to listen to Prayer News Network, and I thank God. You see how long that's been since I've been happy? But I feel it now on listening to Prayer News Network. Not only the people testimony, the prayers and everything. God is good, people. So just be pray for me that I continue on this road that I'm on right now. And to God be the glory. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Sister Betty, God bless you on tonight. Amen. We thank God for that testimony. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God, encouraging the people of God to tell it. Amen. Jesus, we can't be afraid to ask. Amen. We got to open up our mouth. Amen. Make our requests known. Amen, Jesus, the word of God says one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. Amen, Jesus, and your little bit of faith and my little bit of faith, and when we hook up together, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Listen, we can take the world by force, amen, not ours, not just us, amen, but the God that is in us, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. When we unify, amen. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. We can move heaven. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So at this time, amen, Jesus, if there are no more testimonies, amen, no more testimonies on tonight, glory to God, we're going to ask, amen, our own PNN advisor, amen, Jesus, Minister Emmanuel, if he will come in here with remarks on.
Minister Bradley.
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Evangelist. Yes, praise the Lord tonight. Enjoy everyone. I sent you a text, but since I said, well, apparently she didn't get it yet. Bottom line is I know you're busy. I just give honor to God tonight for what he's doing in all of our lives. I praise God for the testimonies. I thank God for his saving grace. Mm-hmm. I thank God for his miraculous power. But I wanted to bring to your attention, one night I got on the phone and I asked prayer for Sister Belinda Thomas, and I mentioned that she was on the ventilator. I spoke to you personally about her. Well, I came in today and had just sat down and prayed for her again. Thank God, give her a resurrection. Let Resurrection Sunday be her resurrection. Mm. And I happened to look at my phone because I was away from it. And Pastor Alexis Wright had texted me, and she said, I got to tell you this, Sister Belinda Thomas is off the ventilator.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
She's off the ventilator because we prayed. I can't remember who preached that night, but when I asked for the prayer for her, and I knew that you were praying as well and others, I just want to say PNN Network, God took this woman off the ventilator. She hasn't done what you call the step down yet, which means from going from ICU to another floor. They still have her there, but I said God doesn't have to do anything. And what I believe was, how God did it was, I had told, what I had mentioned to Pastor Alexis to say, tell her husband to call her and to merge, you know, the calls in you and her other best friend could speak with her. And I said, tell him to play music for her. So we can't. You can't do this because, see, the Bible says faith without works is dead.
That's it.
So we have to initiate some type of faith. So she texted me a couple of days ago and said, Sister Paula, he called and merged a call, of course, and they spoke to her. And I told her, I said, Pastor Alexis, today, I said, let me tell you something. The fact that she knows she's loved,
mm-hmm.
that brought her around. See, the Bible says jealousy is cruel as the grave, but love mm-hmm. is stronger than death.
Mm-hmm.
You can love somebody back to life. I'm a living witness about that, mm-hmm. even with my own husband. You mm-hmm. can love somebody enough that you will them to live. Hallelujah. Hold on, I'm a seeker, my holy, holy, holy. Glory mm-hmm. to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy, great name.
Yeah.
So I want to say tonight, you keep loving somebody. Don't give up on people. She's on the she was on the ventilator, and we're going to keep praying, but some people spiritually are on the ventilator. We got to keep loving them. We got to keep loving them so that God will bring them back to life. No matter what they've done, as long as they're breathing, hallelujah, Jesus can forgive their sins. The word of God, the man of God brought last night, said, save yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Save yourself. And while you're saving yourself, God is saving you to save somebody else. Hallelujah. That's where we are right now. We've got to be fruit inspectors. We've got to be life givers. Hallelujah. And we've got to be people of God filled with love and compassion, or people will live.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to say all of that. But I'm excited tonight for what God is doing. Belinda Thomas, keep praying for us, saints. Keep praying.
Mm-hmm.
And what you don't know is this woman has been sick since last September in the hospital. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But look what God has done.
Yes,
because
God.
Love reached out to her. Praise God. And love, hallelujah, glory to God, is stronger than death. Keep loving somebody. Mm-hmm. They'll live. God bless you. Thank you, woman of God. I was trying to get off because I shared some things with you. But I had to. When I didn't hear you say it, I said, God, I can't do this, especially when the testimony was given today.
Yeah.
And I said, it wouldn't be right. So I love every one of you. Keep praying for me as I do the same. Thank you, PNN family, for loving me for my birthday greetings.
Yeah.
Oh, you made my heart so full of joy. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love everyone. And as we continue, I continue to pray for you. Pray for me. God bless you. Minister Bradley, I have to go. God bless.
God,
you understand.
Yes,
all right.
Ma'am.
God bless you. I love everyone. Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank God, woman of God. Amen. People of God, listen. These testimonies are preaching up in here tonight. Amen. So much has been said. Amen. Glory to God. Did you hear what the woman of God said? We can love someone back to life. We can love. Love is just that strong. Amen. She said, love is stronger than death. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And people of God, the Lord loved us just that much. Amen. And we can love one another just that much. The will to give someone the will to live. Amen. The will to overcome. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Thank God for you, prophetess. Amen, Jesus, we love you, we love you, we love you so much. And yes, happy, happy, happy birthday. Amen, we're excited. Amen, God is yet doing some great things. Amen, he's yet doing great things. And for this, we're so grateful, we're so very excited. Amen, I'm telling you, people, God, I have been so blessed tonight. I have been so blessed tonight. These testimonies are just, you cannot put a price on them. Amen. Glory be to God. These victories, amen, that we have heard coming forth on tonight, I'm telling you, glory be to God. All we can do is sit back and say, Lord, thank you. If you did it for them, I know surely you're going to do it for others. Amen. So tonight, amen, we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. Glory to God for all that he's done. We thank God for our advisors on tonight. Amen. These are some preaching machines. Amen. They are sold out for God. Sold out. Love God. Amen. Glory be to God, and have availed themselves. Amen. To this smorgasbord, as you would say. Amen. As one of our callers was saying, there's somebody for everybody. Amen. We got pastors, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers that are coming to the line. Amen. Feeding us, giving us the word of God. Amen. That we can grow thereby. Amen. That brings us nigh unto him. And for this, we are so grateful. Amen. So at this time, people of God, amen, Jesus, we're going to Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for Minister Emmanuel. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Sister Robin, do you want to say anything tonight? Amen. Glory be to God. She's our songbird. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Did you want to say anything? Just say something tonight, sis. Glory be to God. Sister Robin, yes. We don't hear you yet. Okay, now you're on the platform. Go ahead. Okay, now take your phone off of mute, sis. You're on the platform. Press star 6 again. There you go. Now we should be able to hear you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. All the time God is good.
Mm-hmm.
I just praise the Lord for the testimonies tonight, and oh, how good God is. I just praise
mm-hmm.
the Lord for his goodness and for
mm-hmm.
his mercy and for his everlasting his everlasting faithfulness to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God tonight for all of the testimonies that have gone forth, and just thank God for how he just continued to show his faithfulness to
mm-hmm.
us. And I just
mm-hmm.
thank him for all of his goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sitting back and just praising the Lord. And yes, I do have a testimony too. I just thank God for you,
mm-hmm.
Sister Bradley. And January the 30th, I just thank God for how you just intercede with me on behalf of my son. The Lord just worked a miracle in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the hospital for 14 days. And
mm-hmm.
oh, how God just worked a miracle, and how he just showed himself strong and mighty on his behalf.
Mm-hmm.
He had a issue with his blood, and he they couldn't get the bleeding to stop. And oh, was 14 days in the hospital, and how the Lord miraculously worked in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't get the bleeding, and his platelet level dropped down to 5,000. And I asked the doctor,
mm-hmm.
I said, well, what is the normal count for a person? And he said that, you know, an average young adult or a young adult up until the older age, the average platelet count should be 100,000. And all his dropped down to 5,000, and they couldn't get the bleeding
mm-hmm.
to stop. And I just say, Lord, I don't know who else to go to, but, Lord, it is in your hand, and I know there is nothing too hard for you. But all
mm-hmm.
people of God, the Lord worked a miraculous, hallelujah.
Yes.
He worked a miraculous miracle in my son's life, and the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At the end of that 14 days, and they were able to get the bleeding to stop, and they were able to get his platelet count to stay at a level. By the time he got out of the hospital that 14 day, his platelet count was up to 150,000, and they were able to get it to stay there. And oh, nobody but the Lord. Nobody but the Lord did it. And oh, I give him all the glory. I give him all the praise. I give him all the honor, because he is so faithful. He is such a faithful God. And I just thank him, and I just held on to him with everything that I had. I said, Lord, I don't know who else to turn to, but I know your word is true. And,
mm-hmm.
Lord, I know I can turn to you, because I know, Lord, you are concerned about everything that pertains to us. And I
mm-hmm.
just thank him, because I just cried out to him, and I put my hope and my faith in him. And I just thank him. And that's not all he did. And that was on January the 30th. And, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, showed himself strong and mighty in his life
mm-hmm.
for 14 days. And he brought
mm-hmm.
him out. And that's not all he did. He's in the hospital even right now as I speak with another issue. So he had a hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
But I still believe God. I say, Lord, I still believe, and I'm still holding on and trusting in you. But he ended up on this past Monday, he ended up being admitted to the hospital for an oral issue where he had, in 2014, he got his wisdom teeth pulled. And so, and they're not sure if it was related to that, but anyway, in one area on his right side where they pulled his right molar, he got a bone infection, and it not only affected that area, but it shifted forward, and it affected two of his teeth, the two teeth in front of the area where they pulled the tooth. And so the doctor had to go in, and he had to actually remove the dead bone and the tissue around it. But I thank God because God worked it out. Even from 2014 up until now, they're not sure what happened and if it was related to that, but he had bone disease in his gum in that area. But the Lord, he worked it out, and he came through the surgery fine, and he's yet in the hospital, but we just yet believe in the Lord that he's going to work everything out, and he's going to come out with another testimony of God's faithfulness and his healing power in his life. And I just praise God even for the prayers. And thank you, Sister Brad, for whenever I have a need or when I need you to join with me, because God's word said where there's two or three, he will be in the midst. And I know he has done it even up until this time. And I ask you all to just continue to pray for us, continue to ask the Lord to just cover us, the Lord to cover his life, and let his will be done in his life. And I just thank him even now for his goodness and for his mercy. And I'm yet claiming the victory, and I'm yet giving him the praise for all of his goodness, because I say, Lord, if I didn't have you to go through with me, Lord, I would be so hopeless. But, Lord, even in the midst of going through, I know you're there. You have not left me. You have remained faithful, and my hope and my trust is in you. And I just, we're yet praising him for the victory. And I ask you to just pray for my son, pray God's healing over his life, and I just thank him even now for his goodness. Even as he's in the hospital again, I just know the Lord is working on his behalf right now, and just keep us in your prayers. Thank you so much for this faith. I love you all. Love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. That's Sister Robin. Amen. We thank God for her. Amen, Jesus. I tell you, people of God, I just know you feel energized right now. And in this hour, right here in this space and in this time, glory be to God, I know that you know that there's nothing too hard for God. Amen. Right now, amen, Jesus, as we've heard, amen, Sister Robin, amen, her son is yet in the hospital. Amen, Jesus, but can we believe God? Do we know, amen, we've heard these testimonies, amen, Jesus brought people, amen, through accidents, amen, Jesus, we're not going to go to name them all, amen, Jesus, but at your point of faith, amen, at your point of faith on tonight, people of God, what we want to do, we want you to stop right now in this moment, right now in this moment, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Maybe you have a situation. Amen. Something, glory be to God, that you have before the Lord. Something that you need the Lord to do for you. Perhaps you know someone, glory to God, that has a situation or a circumstance, glory to God, that you need, you know that they're waiting that God would move for them. Amen. Glory be to God. See, this is faith. This is faith, people of God. This is faith. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Maybe, glory be to God, there's a circumstance, amen, that's just too hard for you or too hard for someone else. People of God, we want you to put that people on your mind. Put them on your mind. Put them in your spirit right now. Glory be to God. Put them on your mind. Put them in your spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Sister Belinda. Amen, Jesus, coming on through, coming on through. Amen, Jesus, put them on your mind, put them on your mind. Amen, your children, amen, situations, amen, that you need God to move for you. Put them on your mind right now. See it already done? And people of God, what we're going to do, amen, Jesus, we're going to see it done. We're going to see it done. And we're going to open the line on tonight, glory to God, amen, Jesus, and we're going to lift our voice before the Lord because we know that it's already done. Hallelujah.
all of this faith on tonight, all of this word, amen, all of this encouragement that has come over the line on tonight, amen, Jesus, we just need to rejoice, amen. So we're going to open the line, we're going to open the line, and amen, Jesus, and people of God, we want you on tonight to give God, amen, an overcoming praise, an overcoming shout on tonight, amen, glory to God. And after the shout, amen, I do have an important announcement, so don't free the line, amen, Jesus, but we want to give God praise, amen, right here, an overcoming shout, amen, glory to God, amen, glory be to God on tonight, amen, come on and lift those voices.
All
amen.
Participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just want to, again, thank God on tonight. Amen. Thank you for your patience, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, Jesus. Amen. We just want to thank God for you. Thank God for your diligence. Thank God for your faithfulness. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God even on tonight for Sister Gail. Amen, Jesus, who is very instrumental. Amen, Jesus, in working with us. Amen, Sister Gail McNeil. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Amen, Jesus. I'm telling you, people of God, she's always, amen, ready, willing, and able, amen, to help us out, to do whatever needs to be done. So we thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We didn't hear from you tonight. Amen. But we'll hear from you another time. But people of God, listen, listen. I don't know, amen, Jesus, if you have been watching the news. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Amen, the Evergreen disaster, the Evergreen disaster, that is the ship, amen, that is wedged across the Suez Canal. Amen, glory to God. It happened March 23rd, I think it was. Amen, that cargo ship with all of those box cars. Amen, glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. And now because that ship, amen, is down, it's blocking, amen, the import and the export. Amen. So nothing can come in, nothing can come out. Amen, glory to God. Amen, Jesus. And those box cars, if you know, amen, it's though in those box cars are all of the import, the things that are coming into the U.S., amen, things that are going out of the U.S., amen, Jesus. Well, now for a couple of days, amen, everything has stopped. Everything is at a standstill. They don't know, amen, how they're going to get that ship, amen, unbarged, so get it unstuck. People of God, because there's no import, there's nothing coming in. People of God, listen, the shelves are about to go empty. Amen? Glory be to God. So what we want to encourage you to do, what we want to encourage you to do, amen, go ahead and stock up. Amen. Begin to stock up on whatever you can, because we don't know how long, amen, this ship, amen, is going to be out on sea. amen, those box cars, of course, those are cars that carry import carry supplies to and from the stores, amen. And if everything is stopped, you've got to understand the ramification is going to be great, amen. It's going to be great. It's going to be hectic. It's going to be pandemonium. So if you can, people of God, if you can, go ahead and start stocking up. Begin stocking up. I know we stocked up, amen, at the beginning of the pandemic, amen, with the COVID, amen, Jesus, because the shelves were somewhat empty then, amen, Jesus, and they're still not fully stocked as they used to be. There are a lot of items that we used to find that we're not seeing now. But people of God, listen, if you can, go ahead again. Go ahead and start stocking up on supplies. Watch the news. You'll see it. Watch the news. You'll see it. And the barge or the ship that's out there now that is broken down or that's wedged, amen, is keeping other import-export from moving forward too. Other ones, other ships can't go around because this one big ship, which is the largest ship, one of the largest ships for importing and exporting. Watch the news, and I know that there are a lot of you that have already heard it, amen, and that you're seeing it, but I just wanted to give you, amen, an understanding of what's about to happen. So, again, whatever you can, amen, go ahead and stock up, people of God, and watch the news. Watch the news and watch the shelves, amen. But we thank God, amen, that we are people of light, amen. We thank God, amen, that we're people of light. God does not leave us in darkness. He does not leave us in darkness. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, the supplies are about to be short. Amen, Jesus. So you want to go ahead and get what you can. Amen. And go ahead and start stocking up because the ramification of this cargo ship, amen, we're about to feel it. Amen, Jesus. But the Lord has given us warning, amen, ahead of time. He's given us warning ahead of time so that we can be a prepared people. Amen? Amen. But God bless you, people of God, on tonight. We love you so much. We thank God for your diligence. We want you to tell somebody. Amen. Watch the news. Watch it for yourself. See for yourself. Amen, Jesus. But as well, go ahead and be prepared. We love you, people of God. Again, thank you for your diligence. We love you. We thank God for you. We thank God for all of the testimonies that have come forth on the night. The testimony, these testimonies have preached to us tonight. Amen. We want you to get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. Get a copy of it. Amen. Glory to God. And share it with somebody. Amen. And we're going to give you two numbers. Amen. You can dial 912-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. As well, people of God, you can text, amen, 678-608-7234. Our international callers, again, 678-608-7234. Amen. Call and get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. Tell somebody about the PNN. Don't forget next Tuesday, people of God, we will be ready. Amen. We're preparing, amen, for our one-year anniversary. God bless you. We love you on tonight. Amen. Go, amen, people of God, walking in the power and the demonstration of God. We love you. Amen. And we look to see you, amen, on tomorrow. Amen. God bless you. Good night. Amen. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. We thank you for this night. We thank you for this people. We thank you for these testimonies, these beautiful testimonies that have come forth, giving you honor, giving you glory in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would cover us, shield us now, each and every one that have come to this line, each and every one, glory to God, amen, whether they came on and got off early, oh, God, we call code red. Cover, huh? Code red. Hallelujah. Cover your people. Cover everything that concerns us. Cover our loved ones. Cover our vehicles. Cover us, oh God. cover our going out and our coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Father, we're asking that you've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Cause them to sit, oh God, on the four corners of our property line. Oh God, cover, shield now in the precious name of Jesus. And our Father, you promised your beloved sweet sleep. Give us sweet sleep on tonight, oh God, that we may rise in your resurrection power, yet giving your glory, yet giving you praise in the precious name of Jesus. Hide us behind your cross, cover us in your shed blood. And for this, we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, people of God. Go in peace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.